better get off that road out there, fellas. Somebody's liable to run over you.
Quite correct. There was a crazy, I don't know what nationality was behind us in an old 60-something pickup, and I don't believe I've seen very many drive that crazy in my life. And right on my rear bumper, cars both sides of us, no place to go. And he finally buzzed around, and he started to change lanes again, and the car in front of him gave a right turn signal and slowed down real quick. He almost bought it there.
That happens sometimes, and out there. As they say, as you said, they drive among us.
When I come out to the car, and we got tied up because I missed one digit on our order and screwed up everything, and the temperature gauge in the car said 115 degrees. I guess it's because it was sitting in the parking lot. Wow. Way down to 91 now, Rusty.
It shows up as a little warm out there today, you know, just a tad bit. So, anyway, you gotta watch the heat out there. That's all you can do today is just take it easy, don't overdo it, and make your way slowly back home. And, of course, if you're outdoors, drink a lot of water.
And I promised Bernice we was going to go to Golden Crown, and then we decided, well, it's going to be busy over there, and so we'll go to Mutt's. Well, about 2.5 hours later, we're just now out here by the Toyota dealership in Greer heading in. So we'll finally get there, and I think I can handle the traffic in Greer, I hope. But it's better than being out in the real rush hour here, which is about a half hour off, I guess.
Come along shortly. It'll come along shortly, unfortunately. And all you can do is grin and bear it. Grin and bear it and be careful. That's what I say today.
I ain't even got the eggs yet. They'll probably be hard boiled.
They probably will be. And, you know, that'll, and you're going to have to teach those eggs how to collect their own eggs so you don't have, so if you're late, they can get what they need out, get rid of them, you know, so they don't get out there and overcook.
I was down below and I turned them up to next to the highest setting yesterday, and they run from about 7 in the morning to about 9 o'clock at night. And if it's real hot up there in the cage, they can go down on the roost, and they do sometimes. But the place where they lay eggs up there, where the nests are at, it's not got any fans there, or they'd get into them. So I feel for them in that respect.
It's just what it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it except just get there as soon as you can. At least you got a roof over them. You know, it's not like just a net, a wire roof. It's you got a hard roof on them, so that'll be easier than it would be if they had a just nothing but a wire roof up there.
A hickory tree and an oak tree right there over them, so they're in the shade all the time.
Lucky when I went to lunch, I found a shade tree underneath where I parked. So worked out good for me. And everything. Well, y'all be careful, pay attention to the traffic out there, and enjoy your lunch when you get to it.
We're just turning into downtown Greer, and you know, it looks awfully dark over there towards Spartanburg right now, so you may look out. I hope we get some of it. W2T and 0TR is clear.
Well, I've been hearing a little rumbling, so maybe something will show up. Catch you later, W2T.